Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Welcome back, sports fans, to another episode of the Charity Stripe Podcast, brought to you by the Believe Podcast Network, the number one sports podcast network in Los Angeles. For those listening at home, on the road, in the air, in the water, do you believe? We have a great show for you guys today. The Masters happened this week in NFL football, and of course the NBA draft is coming up, and there's already been a trade in basketball, so buckle up, tuck it into your waistband, because here we go. 3, 2, 1... We're back.
We sitting here, I'm supposed to be the franchise player, and we're in here talking about practice.
5 seconds left in the game. Do you believe in basketball? Yes! High fly ball in the right field. She is gone!
Play clock at 5. Pass is intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Rebound Box back out to Allen. History final. Bang! Tie game!
Gives it to Jenkins for the championship.
He's going for the corner. He's got it.
Bases loaded. Two out.
We're back, baby. It's the Charity Stripe. Hit your free throws, because they're free. So 290 coming hot at you guys. Then so 289, and I'm joined on this one by Alex Tossin Roctosopoulos and Nikki Snacks Kreider. And it was a great weekend of sports, an amazing performance in the Masters, an unbelievable catch in the Bills and Cardinals games. There was a trade in basketball. I didn't even know that was going down already, but I guess the NBA draft is happening in a couple days, so that's uber exciting. And I'm sure there's places, there's prop bets you can do, right, for the NBA draft, and you could have made some bets on the Masters and football today. So I was just curious, do you guys know where the best place on planet Earth other than Chaser's Palace to make a bet is?
Yeah, I think it's at betonline.ag.
Wow.
I definitely think it's at betonline.ag. You know, if there was a prop bet of all prop bets,
yeah,
to bet on DeAndre Hopkins to catch a game-winning Hail Mary, and you had put $10 down on it, you would have made a ton of money today. I don't know if that was a prop bet. Probably wasn't. But if there was any place that would provide a plethora of prop bets, it would be betonline.ag. So go to betonline.ag today and get your welcome bonus when you sign up. Betonline.ag, your online sportsbook experts.
Love it. Love it. You put some money down this weekend on Cantley, Patrick Cantley.
Yeah, I put $20 down.
Not a bad bet.
No, he performed well. I think he ended at 7 under. Obviously, that is well shy of the winner of the Green Jacket, Dustin Johnson, who had a incredible performance. I think it was the largest margin of victory since 97 when Tiger blew everyone else out of the water.
Also, the course record, he broke Spieth's record. It was minus 18. And this was the craziest thing, the craziest stat I thought, and it kind of goes to show you how wildly tough golf is and to win the green jacket just in general. He's the first number one ranked player in the world to go into the tournament and win it since Tiger did it in 2002. So in 18 years,
that's crazy.
No number one player has, when is that, has that ever happened in like March Madness, the number one team wins like all the time, or a number one team wins all the time, you know?
Right.
How would the rarity in sports where the number one guy doesn't win, or quote unquote number one guy doesn't win for 18 years, is remarkable. And there were so many.
We also look at the size of the field. I mean, there's so many people that he's going up against.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess you could say same thing for the tournament, but there's four number one seeds and they're powerhouses going up against a 16 seed. In baseball, you know, you usually got eight teams playing in the playoffs. In football, you know, there's 16 teams playing.
Yeah.
Right? That's, no, not 16. Sorry. There's eight teams. I'm being dumb.
It's all good.
I think that it's a little bit more interesting if you look at it and you look at records, right? And
yeah.
The team in the team sports, you know, like the Dodgers this year were the outright best team in the MLB.
Yeah.
And they won.
Yeah.
So there's one just within this year, right? Yeah. I mean, the Lakers weren't the outright best team. The Bucks had a better record.
Yeah.
But they were still a number one seed.
I thought they were the best team. Yeah, but they weren't the outright best team.
Yeah, I mean, I think, and obviously in college basketball, there is traditionally a number one seed who is the outright best seed in the tournament.
Right.
It would be interesting to look and see.
You look at the Chiefs from last year?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, I'm doing that. I'm clocking that in, the outright number one seed on March Madness, because I don't know when the last time someone won that. That's a good question to ask, because as you said, there is. And I said that as I was saying the March Madness comment I had originally made, I realized, oh, wow, there is technically an outright number one seed in March Madness. But if you told Rory McIlroy,
which I guess means that there's an outright number one region in March Madness too, because – Hypothetically.
Well, technically there is. I mean, that would be the region. When they break it down, it's usually like the top two seed and then like the top three seed, and they're all in that region.
Right.
Broken out, I think, or it goes reverse snake it. I'm so bewildered half the time how they come up with the rankings. I just kind of roll with it and then make a bracket and pick it wrong. But this was crazy. If you told Rory McIlroy that he's going to go 11 under and get bombed pretty much today, what do you think he would have said? I mean, he shot very poorly the first day.
I think that's kind of the crux of it, right?
But even
for golf, you have 4 days where you have to get the job done, and he did enough, obviously, to you know, not get cut.
He made the cut and he did
incredibly. He was top 10 finish, but it puts you back when you have a first day performance like that.
Yes, I mean, but even if he shot like his best shot, right? I mean, he would have had to have his best round, which was a 66, which is insane. And he would have tied Dustin Johnson. So if he did back-to-back 66s, he would have had if he went 6 under back-to-back rounds, he would have tied Dustin Johnson. It's remarkable what the guy did. And most people don't know this, because you mean obviously Tiger got a huge, you know, round of applause for his comeback. Dustin Johnson has had a comeback.
He's only won two majors.
He had a drug problem.
Yeah.
He had multiple suspensions from the multiple failed drug tests, then a 6-month suspension, then he stepped away from golf. I mean, the guy had a serious addiction to nose candy. He really had a serious problem with cocaine. It was bad. And then to get here and to get to this point is pretty remarkable. I mean, I was almost moved to tears, to be frank, watching him unable to speak at the end, because he's
watching him take that interview.
Yeah.
He was just filled with so many emotions, so many things going through your head. I mean, you work so hard for something your entire life, and you dream about putting on that green jacket, and finally there. I mean, I can't imagine like what that feeling is like, to work at something your entire life and then finally pay off with your friends and family watching, you know.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I mean, and his brother's his caddy, which is
that's awesome.
Phenomenal.
That family we were talking about today, that family is ridiculous.
I mean, his father.
You got his dad, who was a former pro golfer. His grandpa apparently is in like the South Carolina University Hall of Fame for basketball.
Yeah.
His father-in-law is the great one.
Yes.
Wayne Gretzky, greatest hockey player of all time, arguably one of the greatest athletes of all time.
Yeah.
And Yeah, that those kids are pretty set.
Yeah, could be worse. Could definitely be bratwurst for sure. A lot of guys shot really well though. I mean, top to bottom. I mean, Cameron Smith, a guy, and that's like the
Cameron
beauty.
Smith's great.
It's the beauty of the Masters. Obviously, you have guys like Thomas, McIlroy, Koepka, Rahm. You know, guys that you typically shoot well. Reed, Matsuyama. But then you gotta have guys
Dungeon
like
M.
Yeah, M was great. You have Fratelli, Pan.
22 years old.
Yeah, and then the Corey Connors. You know, he had a great day. Nick and I were in this pool. We kind of put a wager. Nick, out of like almost 900 pool entries, you came in. One of your entries came in
11th.
I
came in 11th. Top 10 get paid out.
Horrible. I came in. You had the same row as the winner.
So the winner was minus 59, I think.
Crazy.
Yeah.
You were picking, based off the world golf rankings, you were picking someone, what, one
top 10.
One individual through the top 10.
Two
through 11 and 30.
Through 11 through 30, yeah. And then 131 through 50, and then 151
plus. 151 plus. So I had the exact same top four as the winner.
Mm-hmm.
Dustin Johnson, Brooks Koepka, Matsuyama, and
Smith.
Yeah, Cameron Smith, right? The difference is the last guy. He had Munoz. And I had Francesco Molinari. And Molinari shot 6 over.
Oh, yeah.
And if I would have just switched my last guy to who I had in the other one, which was Cameron Champ, I would have won the whole thing.
And the guy emailed you back and said you had to change yours, and you just said, yeah, throw them 1 and 1. And you couldn't,
right.
and you Sophie's choiced it incorrectly. You picked wrong.
Yep. Exactly.
It's a dark
and
joke.
That's a difference of $12,000, folks.
Yeah, that is a difference of 12. I came in 76th. Not bad. Top 100 finish.
It's
hard.
I
was just bummed that I missed the cut by literally one stroke.
That's brutal. Our buddy, former host, Butter Noodles, T-Mac, McNamara, he was a top 20 finish as well. It's good to see the boys do well.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a tough endeavor, especially because you have to get a 50 plus guy, and a lot of those guys don't make the cut. So
I can't believe I like golf now.
I honestly think that might be harder than doing a bracket.
Yeah, more fun.
It's really fun for sure. But
it was
like,
wicked fun.
You literally have to pick the best possible guy.
Oh yeah, it is. I mean, the whole thing, you have to go perfect. The guy like literally went perfect.
Yeah, I know it's only 5 picks, but like, it's such a crapshoot.
Munoz was his.
Last guy,
his lowest performing guy as well.
Yeah,
who was still -6. Who was still 6 under.
Yeah,
tied for 19th.
I mean, I had Koepka, Rahm, Connors, and Reed all top 10. All top 10 finishes.
Yeah, but you're missing out on when all those guys are 10 points shy of Dustin Johnson.
Yeah, I mean, if you didn't have DJ, you weren't winning.
Yeah,
no shot. But I.
Well, one guy had John Rahm, and he was in the top 10, but he had.
Did he have Smith and him? He must have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I also had both those guys. Yeah, that's really fun. I mean, definitely a lot of guys that performed really well. But I think that if you just kind of line up the skill set of what Dustin Johnson brings to the golf course, he's pretty unstoppable if his short game is firing on all cylinders.
Yeah.
Because no one can outdrive him.
Yeah.
No one can move along a course, especially par fives, par four, as quickly as he can. So it's just he's at a significant advantage. And then once his mid range game, the pop and stop, stop and pop, and then the putting is falling into place. He's a tremendous golfer.
Yeah, I mean, all those guys can really bomb.
He always has been. I mean, he's consistently a top five ranked in the world. Part of that is just because he as Phil Mickelson likes to say, he goes and he just drops bombs.
DeChambeau,
we were playing a little game today when we were watching the Masters, Josh and I. I'm curious to get your take here, Toss. Would you rather win a Super Bowl MVP or would you rather win the Masters?
I mean, I think personally, it seems like the Masters is a higher level of achievement to me.
Yeah, I think it's like the highest. It might be the highest individual.
I mean, I like the NFL more than the PGA, but I just think that an individual sport, when to win this tournament, is really, really impressive.
I think it's
right.
to wear the green jacket. There's the pedigree is just, it's next level. There's nothing really, yeah, there's nothing really like it.
No. If you were married to Paulina Gretzky, would you rather have her wear your Super Bowl ring or your green jacket, to be honest?
Green jacket, yeah. For sure.
It's called a spade a spade. That's what we're really getting at. But seriously, though, I think, I would say it's probably like, of cool honors in sports, I would probably put the world heavyweight champion in boxing, like Tyson Fury, like, because that just means you're like the baddest man. I mean, you're the baddest man on the planet. Can't lose a fight.
There's so many weight classes, though. That's the thing. I mean,
but he can't. I mean, he can't lose. If you're the heavyweight champion, undefeated of the world, like Tyson Fury is, then yeah, I'm into that. But other than that, the green jacket to me, as far as individual awards go, I mean, I don't know if it gets better. Like maybe like the, you know, the fastest man on earth type deal. That
yeah,
kind
that's,
of thing.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool.
I mean, yeah, I mean, getting the gold medal around your neck at the Olympics is pretty amazing.
It's a wild experience.
But there's a bunch of different things you can compete in. I think winning the Heisman has always
winning the Heisman sick.
Held a lot of weight.
We should do another bracket. Remember at the beginning of quarantine, we were doing brackets. We should do another bracket of achievements. So we'll do like MVPs, Heismans,
Grammys,
Gold Glove. Like we'll do it.
Only sports?
The whole thing.
I mean, I think for
you can throw Oscars in there.
Cool.
For Emmys. Me personally, like all of the kind of endeavors in sports that are not the solo award, like winning the Triple Crown in baseball or winning a Grand Slam in tennis or in golf, those are like
ridiculous.
Those are absurd. If you do that, there shouldn't be any higher honor than completing that.
Triple Crown's pretty nuts.
The Triple Crown in every in baseball and in horse racing.
I gotta be honest, that's crazy. I mean, they're animals and they don't get the type of love. But the jockey, I guess, gets kind of, I don't know. But the Triple Crown in horse racing is swag. The triple double in basketball, that was crazy too. I gotta be honest. I know Russ did it again and again. But when he first did that, that to me was pretty bonkers. And after a while, he did it so many times, and everyone's now a triple-double machine. It's depreciated the value.
Yeah.
Luka, I'm sure Luka will do it at one point.
If you watch those games, the number lost its luster a little bit because some of them were just kind of ugly.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's not ideal, but I thought it was impressive. But when Miguel Cabrera hit the Triple Crown.
Yeah, that was awesome.
That was crazy. That was wild.
Hasn't happened since like the 40s, right?
Since 67. Yes.
67.
But I think the kind of the legacy that the green jacket and winning the Maskers,
Singer.
You're a member of the club. You're a member of Augusta National for the rest of your life, just in the same way that you win the Heisman Trophy. You're in the Heisman house in those commercials.
It's crazy. Like it's crazy that 11 of those tournaments, two different guys have put on that jacket, Jack Nicklaus and Tiger Woods.
Yeah.
It is crazy. Congratulations.
Five.
Congratulations.
Nicklaus got six.
Yeah. It's wild. I'm in shock that I like golf now. Have you always liked it?
I think it's pretty enjoyable. My uncle has always really liked it. He's taken me to the course. He was like the first person to take me to the course. I didn't go that often with him, but he was always watching it. So.
Okay.
I would pay attention to like the major tournaments, watch here and there, but it's like it's a lot easier now to sit down and watch an entire tournament and feel interested, and you start to learn the golfers, you start to know the game better, and then everything becomes just like any other sport. The more you learn about it, the more interesting it becomes, and these guys are really masters of their craft. It's so impressive. I mean, we talked to Xander Hughes about it way back when, right? And just like how good that guy is and in comparison how great these guys are, and it's like what you're working towards as a golfer, as an amateur, as a professional, is it's really competitive and it's really difficult to do, and it's just you and the ball basically. And so it's like it's a tremendous mental game.
Mm-hmm.
Mad props to all these guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. No one can save you but yourself.
Yep.
Yeah. Ooh, Nick. Crazy thing happened in football today. DeAndre Hopkins had one of the best catches I've ever seen, I guess. It was bonkers. Great game. Awesome game of football.
First of all, let's give some props to Kyler Murray for making the throw and getting out of the getting out of the pressure there too.
Nick, you kind of came to my side when we were watching the game, and I said Kyler is a top five MVP candidate. You weren't sure, but I think now, not even
that
like,
game,
not even without
that
the
game
throw.
Definitely solidified his spot. I mean, he just what he does does with his legs as well. I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, you look at Lamar's year last year, and people were floored by him rushing for over 1,000 yards, getting the job done that way. And now Kyler's doing exactly what he's doing, but making better throws.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's kind of crazy. This is the second year that this guy has had in the league. We're not even all the way through it yet. And most people, if you lined them up, analysts, whoever it is, football personalities, if you gave them the option between Lamar Jackson and Kyler Murray, you'd be hard-pressed to find most people that are going to pick Lamar over Kyler Murray.
You would say Kyler. Yeah.
Absolutely, 100%. Easily. I would easily take Kyler.
Yeah. Thing is, the last two MVPs were sophomores. Mahomes won it his sophomore season. Lamar won it last year, his sophomore.
Interesting. That is a good stat.
Let's see if this happens for Kyler.
I don't think he's going to get to 1,000 yards on the ground, though. I'd be shocked.
No, probably not. But I mean, if he gets his team to the playoffs, and
he's got eight touchdowns on the ground. He's just not going to. The issue is for MVP for him to win MVP. He's just not going to beat Rodgers or Mahomes. Wilson has not been good back-to-back weeks. Not been great.
Yeah, he's not been looking.
He's been a little pedestrian.
Josh Allen is working his way in the conversation.
Yeah, but he's like hitter. He's got a couple hit or miss games as well. Like Rodgers and Mahomes, for all intents and purposes, like Mahomes has been ridiculous. I think he's like got one interception.
I say right now my top five. You guys can go give yours too. I'd say right now I have Rodgers at one.
I've
got Mahomes at two. I'd put Kyler Murray at three.
Okay.
Russ at four.
Okay.
And I think Big Ben at five.
Yeah, the Big Ben thing I'm not into, but I can't tell.
They're not into it, but they're undefeated.
Yeah, I'm not into it.
I know that it's not all because of him. He's got an amazing coach. He's got an awesome defense. But, I mean, they're playing great football.
Yeah,
and
but
he has a lot to do with it.
Per usual, and, like, I think the real reason why I've always been inclined to, between the two of them, Roethlisberger and Rivers, give Roethlisberger the edge. Well, one, he's won Super Bowls.
Multiple rings, yeah.
He's won multiple rings. But in those moments, even when he's not great, he always finds a way to win. Like, it's just...
Rivers the opposite.
Exactly. Yeah. Unfortunately.
But they're like 6-3. I mean, the Colts, the Titans, I said this too, the Colts, the Titans, and then please hit your top five, sorry, but the Colts, the Titans, and the Ravens, they're like just so confusing to me, and I've just come to the decision that they're not on the same level, and they're almost middling in comparison to the Chiefs and the Steelers.
Right.
Yeah, I would put in there maybe just because I want to throw some flair into my list, the exact same as Nick's, but my fifth one is Aaron Donald because I think he's that good.
Yeah, he's insane. That Rams defense is amazing.
It's really good.
The Rams defense is really good. You know who I was arguing as my fifth guy? I have Mahomes one. And he's going to win it. I'm so confident in him winning it.
Yeah, I think so too. Honestly, I think that I actually would probably swap the order. I would put Mahomes at one. I would put Kyler at two right now.
Really?
And Rodgers at three. And then the rest is the same.
Nick and I had a disagreement that caused Nick left the house.
Wow.
At one point because of
not
this.
True.
Okay. Whatever.
You left the house twice, actually. To pick up food and pick up your friend who didn't need you to get picked
up. Didn't need to get picked up for the – that was crazy, Toss. That was a mishap. I missed the Kyler. I had to watch the replay of the touchdown, put it that way. One of my MVP guys is Kamara.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, that team is – they're obviously still in it. They're obviously doing quite well. Is it crazy not to have Tom in our top five?
He'll be there. I mean, I'm just being kind of – I guess now I'm being the one that's, you know, trying to be flashy and fancy with the spices. It's just Kamara in every facet of the game – is so dominant. He's so tough to bring down. He finds the end zone all the time.
Yeah. I do think, like, nominally, just like from a strict numbers standpoint, you can't get, like, he's scoring a lot. It's not LT, right? Like, it's not going to be like that.
No.
And he's not, and he's not putting down Derrick Henry yardage numbers from last year. So, yeah. I mean, he does half of his damage in the air, which is super, super impressive, but I think it just kind of spreads his stats thin.
Yeah.
He's
got almost 600 yards in the air.
Yeah, no, he's almost a better receiver than he is a rusher.
It's like, crazy.
And he's found the end zone so many different times. This team has a lot of holes in it, though.
You also have to look at, like,
no problem.
Look at what Christian McCaffrey did last year, and where did he finish in the MVP race, right?
Yeah.
They're having similar seasons. And
right.
Dalvin as well.
McCaffrey might have more yards.
Yeah, and then it's like, are you going to give one of them the edge instead of a Ben Roethlisberger who's 9-0? No, you're not.
No, but Kamara's team is like, look, no Michael Thomas. He's clearly the best offensive player on his team. Breeze has been good, I'd say. Tough to argue against that. But Kamara has been so consistent and so good for them, and they're 7-2. I don't think you are not sold on them. You're not as into them. You think there's problems. I think their defense was solid today.
Their defense was good. I just – I'm just weary of Drew's health.
Yeah, that was a problem.
He keeps taking these big hits, and it's – you know, it's
he didn't play second half.
It's this or that, and Jameis came in, and Jameis did not look great.
Shocker.
Needless to say. And Michael Thomas hasn't been playing, so I guess we really haven't seen them at full strength, but you never see anyone at full strength.
Yeah.
There's always injuries on the roster. I would pick other teams ahead of them in the same way that, like, it's clear to me that the Seahawks are lacking something. I think that the Saints are lacking something as well.
I think I think the only teams that aren't lacking anything to me, like, the Chiefs are not lacking anything. I don't think the Steelers are lacking anything. And I don't think that the Packers are. And I don't know. I don't know what the hell happens when they play the Saints. But I really think the Buccaneers are amazing.
Yeah, I think I'm not.
They're going to be.
Not questioning them right
that
now.
I think that game was kind of a fluke, honestly.
I think they should have.
I'm not saying that the Saints should not have beat them, but they shouldn't have blown them out like they did.
Fluke any given Sunday. I mean, like, that was crazy
and
game.
I think Arians got a little lazy with the game plan, and he has to keep kind of refining it as they go. It's not like it's going to work against every team in the NFL, and. Yeah, you have to give different looks, and I think that's why Sean McVay is such a good head coach to me, is because he's constantly changing, at least from the offense perspective, the different options that Goff
has.
He's
really good.
And Goff has disappointed me, and I think a lot of people.
Me too. I like him.
Not being a top 10 quarterback in the NFL, but yet the Rams still get it done.
Yeah.
Yep.
Because they're creative play callers. They utilize the run very, very intelligently, and they have the guys that can make plays down the field when they need to, in Woods and Kupp and, you know, Higbee and Everett. Josh, I don't know if you remember, but we had a bet.
Did
we? Who's going to win between the Rams and the Seahawks, and the Rams won.
Did we have a bet this week?
No, we bet. I think we bet like 4 weeks ago between those two teams. We could show me the Carfax and go back to the episode, because we
you
said
find
in the episode
it.
We bet a t-shirt jersey who is going to win between these two teams.
Did we?
You
find it, I pay up.
100%.
I know you will find it too.
You don't remember that?
No, dude. My memory shot the shit.
You make so many bets.
I make so many bets that I lose. You know how many bets I've lost? Like t-shirt jersey bets I've lost? Yeah. I can't keep buying them. I want to buy them for me.
Stop making them.
I know. Too late.
You made that bet too. I didn't press it on you. I was just like, I think the Rams are going to beat the Seahawks in like 4 weeks from now. And you were like, I bet you they will.
It was a dumb bet. Of course I made it. Here's what I want to go back to you though on, Toss. You said to me the other week that the Patriots are not a top 10 team. You didn't think they were. Or you thought they were a bottom 10 team. You thought they were.
They're definitely not a top 10 team.
No. That was
fine.
Crazy.
They can live in the 10 to 20 range.
But now are you with...
Beat the Ravens, who I think are overrated.
Sure.
But
they're a top 12 team.
They bounced back in a game where they looked like...
Not
poo.
Great, yeah. Not
they
great.
They barely beat the Jets, who are clearly the worst team in football.
They stink.
They're terrible. By a long shot. Nick and I still think that they maybe could get beat by someone in college football. I know you always you vehemently disagree with
when
that.
When did y'all you always text each other behind my back
you
said that in passing?
We keep bringing it up. We keep watching them play and bringing it up because they're just that bad.
There's no way.
It doesn't really matter because it's never going to happen.
Yeah.
But they're that bad.
Okay.
That people would ridiculously say that.
Yes.
I mean, I think that what the Patriots did today, and I think they made great adjustments, again, the coaching staff, to not rely completely on Cam Newton. Like, you look and see what happened. A wide receiver threw a perfect ball also.
Hey, he was recruited as a quarterback.
That was
sick, he had plenty.
That was the best throw by the Pats this season.
What did I say, though? I told you Burkhead was going to have a day today, and he did. He always has those little days.
I wanted to pick his ass up on our team. We should have done it.
He's on our bench.
Yeah. Oh, we picked him up. Nice. He's on the other one's bench. 5-5, I think we're going to be, by the way.
Which our team's garbage. We shouldn't be.
So bad. Team sucks.
But, yeah, I mean, I think they're going to take advantage of the games. They can surprise anyone, obviously, because they can out-coach anyone. Bill can outcoach anyone in any given game. Their talent is lacking. Obviously, we've known that coming into the season. But I just think that it's going to be tough because I don't think the Dolphins are slowing down.
No.
The Dolphins are legit.
They're legit.
And you mentioned in the bottom 10, like in defense of them not being in the bottom 10, that they beat the Dolphins, which was in week 2, which was prior to the Dolphins becoming who they are. And I think there's no way that the Dolphins lose to the Patriots coming ahead into this game.
Here is another thing.
Because I think the Dolphins' defense is too good.
Here's another thing, though. Yes, I think the Dolphins are better. But here's the thing I will say about the Patriots. It happens every year. People always forget it. Every year, at around this time, their defense starts to click. There's always new guys coming in. Always new guys. He's always moving pieces around and figuring out how he's going to play everybody. Guys are in and out of the lineup. People are getting healthy. The defense is good.
Yeah, this ain't your normal mama's Patriots, though.
No, this is not. But Damian Harris, legit running back.
Yeah.
He's great.
Offensive line, look good today. Burkhead is a weapon. McDaniels is getting weird.
He has to. What else does he have?
N'Keal Harry has not shown me anything as a wide receiver, but he is from the Robert Woods School of Hard Knocks.
Of good blocking?
Yes.
Hard Knocks.
He is from the Robert Woods School of Hard Knocks.
Yeah.
Seven
He's
teams
flop still, but yeah.
Yeah.
Seven teams make the playoffs from each conference.
Yep.
Season. Let's go down the list. And we're in week 10 right now.
You want it?
We got seven weeks left.
Who's going to make it?
So, I think the Dolphins are winning the AFC East.
Okay.
Two is 3-0 as a starter.
Okay.
They're playing amazing football.
Defense is great.
One five straight.
Licking. They're sick.
They've won five straight. They've won five straight, and their point differential, like their plus minus, is they're plus 70 right now.
Let's see where they. I think
this is a team to take care of business. And you mentioned that the Bills are one of those teams where obviously their record is quite good, but you look at them and you're like, there's something not quite adding up, and it's because their defense is not as good as it was last year,
or so should be at least. And an issue the Seahawks right. are, and the issue I'm sorry, not the Seahawks, the issue the Dolphins had their first four games in the first they played the Bills when and the Patriots, which you've said that they aren't who they were. They were who they're not. You know what I'm talking about.
They are who we thought they were.
They are. We let them off the hook. And they played the Seahawks. They beat the Rams, who are a good team. They beat the Cardinals in Arizona. I think people are allowed there. No one gives a shit. Broncos, they play next. Then the Jets and the Bengals. Obviously, the Chiefs should be a loss, but that's at home. And then I'd say they play the Patriots. At this point, you would like to think they're the favorite. And then they play the Raiders at Las Vegas, and then they play Buffalo in Buffalo. Those are two tough games to close out the season. I think it's going to be interesting to see them finish, but now we're in the point where you're playing division games late, and every team's going to have to play good teams. Like, the Browns are going to have to face the Steelers again, and they're going to have to face the Ravens. It just doesn't get easy. You know, it's not like it's going to get easier for these guys. They have to play the Ravens, right?
And the Browns have to... Are they done with their games against the Bengals?
Yeah.
They are. They played them twice.
Yeah, I will say this in the Browns have the Eagles, who suck. Are we ready?
They still might win the division, though.
Are we? You know what I'm asking. Are we ready? Or do I have to wait another week? I'll wait another week, then. It's just going to keep happening. I am so right on this.
Yeah, Carson Wentz sucks. We know.
I don't think he sucks.
Toss is not sold yet. He still has faith.
All right, let's get back on track here. I'm trying to.
Okay,
get
I know yeah, you're trying to do your part.
Break it down.
Yeah,
break it down. Nick.
Sorry. Okay. Sorry. I went on a diatribe. Yeah.
Obviously, Pittsburgh, one seed.
Okay.
I've got the Chiefs.
Yeah.
I've got the Titans. And those are my division winners.
Okay.
Then the wild cards. I think the Colts are going to get in.
Okay.
I think the Bills are going to get in.
Yeah.
And then there's one more.
And you think it's going to be?
I think it's going to be the Raiders.
I knew you were going to say that. Nick's, by the way, just so everyone knows, is no longer a Chargers fan. Is slowly moving to the Raiders. And you admitted that to me the other day. And I want people to know that.
That was a joke.
No, it wasn't. You were wearing a Raiders shirt.
Well, you know what? I was raised a Raiders fan, to be honest. My dad's a Raiders fan. I only had Raider merch when I was like up to like 5 years old. And
yeah.
Then I started following the Chargers on my own. So.
Yeah, so do the switch. No one's gonna care. No one's gonna cry. We'll let you switch. I didn't. It happens. It happens. I didn't root for the Celtics until probably. I rooted for like when I was like 5, 6, 7, 8. When I was that age, I was like Jermaine O'Neal. That was the someone got me a Jermaine O'Neal jersey, and that's why I repped. And then I started getting really into, you know, obviously the Patriots and the Red Sox, and then jumped aboard. So my point being, Nick, if you want to get into the Raiders, we're not going to stop you.
Right,
but I just want people to know. Right. Okay, so you think
think that the Raiders have kind of a tough draw. They get the Chiefs next week. Then they get two easy ones against the Falcons and the Jets. Who knows? Maybe the Falcons could whip something.
But is that
up,
a
though.
Falcon? They're like they've won a couple games.
I'm not. Yeah, I don't think it's a bank lock it in win. Too. But then they get the Colts. Don't sleep on the Chargers though. Don't you love your team, Nick? This is a team that could be competitive and win a divisional game. Like
Nick, when it's bad for my team and me.
Nick cursed at Justin Herbert today, and it was hilarious. It was so funny.
I don't know why you thought that was so funny.
Because you yelled "fuck you" at Justin Herbert. It was hilarious.
All I'm saying is they get the Colts, the Chiefs,
yeah,
and then they have to play two divisional games between the Chargers and the Broncos, and those teams are at the bottom of the division, obviously, but they're not the Jets, and I mean they do play the Jets, so that's a lock.
I think they got to win four more games. There's seven games left. They got to win four more.
They got to win four more. Okay.
To be, you think if you think 10's your
I'm
mark.
Just saying if the Dolphins and the Colts and the Chiefs knock them off, and then the Raiders and then the Falcons or the Chargers or the Broncos get one on the Raiders, which is possible because their defense can't stop a nosebleed.
Yeah.
Then I don't know if they're going to be that team.
I think the Bengals,
because the Ravens, yes, they lost today, but they can take care of business against teams that are not that great, and that defense and the rushing attack, when those teams can't stop it and can't coach against it, they lose and the Ravens win.
Next week might be one of the biggest games of the year. I'm not for Titans Ravens is huge.
That would be kind of crazy though, Nick, if your prediction came true and the Ravens
missed,
not make the playoffs.
And I think the Browns, something's going to happen because they've been pathetic lately. After Baker had that amazing game, they've been absolutely pathetic.
They went 10-7 today.
Yeah. That game sucked.
Well,
that game sucked.
Should have been 17-7 except Nick Chubb stepped out.
Oh, he
at the
so
1 yard
people.
Line. I really don't know why he did that. Why not just like slide?
Browns are -3.5.
Yeah, they were -3.5.
That was reckless. I think if the Ravens, they're at home against the Titans, if they could pull this off, that means they have the game on the Titans. And
they
if
have a pretty easy schedule. At the very
they
end.
Have to play the Steelers in Pittsburgh, but they play the Cowboys, who are horrible. I think they could beat the Browns in Cleveland. I think Cleveland's defense is quite nice. We're getting there, at least. They play the Jaguars, the Giants, and the Bengals. I mean, they got it. They got to take it. The
easy.
Last five games are – I think I like the Raiders team. I just don't – I mean, they were great on offense today. I just – sometimes they're not, and I'm not bought into Derek Carr as a guy who can outtake
He's been very good this year.
Their rush attack has been what's scary to me.
Booker has been great.
And Devontae Booker, sick.
He's found his shit.
I'm glad that they've kind of been spelling Jacobs a little bit.
Yeah.
Because it's clearly working because he was so effective today.
Give him some breathing. You can't just run the guy into the ground.
Let's head to the NFC?
Yeah. Oh, you want us to give ours? And
yeah, go for it.
Cool. Okay, what I would
just
say is
– patiently.
I think the Bills are going to win the East still. I'm confident in them holding on. They should have. If they had won today on that Hail Mary, they
should have won today.
They should have won today, and that's not a great loss, but I'm confident. I'm confident in them. Obviously, the Steelers, who I think will end. I think someone's going to beat them, and they can maybe lose two games. I think the Chiefs are going 15-1. I don't think they're going to lose again. I think the Chiefs. I think the Steelers, I think the Bills, I think the Colts are going to win that division. And then from there, I'm going to go with the Titans, I'm going to go with the Ravens, and I think I'm going to ride it with you, Nick. Fuck it. I'm going to ride the Raiders. I think the Dolphins.
Okay.
I think the Dolphins. I think
just the divisional hate, right?
I think the Dolphins are gonna. I think they're gonna collapse. I don't think they'll get it done. I don't. I think they'll miss that threshold of 10.
Yeah. I think that obviously the Chiefs and the Steelers. Also, I think the Steelers are going undefeated this season.
Really?
I don't think they're gonna drop a game. I'm always high praise on the Steelers.
You're a big Steelers. You're a big guy.
Someone came up to me yesterday and goes, "I can't believe how right you were." About this, and I was like, "What are you talking about?" And he was like, "The Steelers," and
who?
I was like, "Cam Davison."
Really?
Yeah, buddy. Cam Davison was like, "I trashed you on this Instagram comment." He said, "I thought you were smoking that Jay Chicken Cutlet crack,"
nice.
And I was wrong. And I was like,
Was that our Super Bowl predictions?
It was our Super Bowl predictions because I had Steelers and the Seahawks.
So someone called me on crack when I had my prediction. You guys remember who mine was?
What was it?
I had the Cowboys going to the Super Bowl.
Nick, you don't do hot. You do well with like a lot of like smaller games. You do great, actually. You're on that tally site. You're killing it. But when it comes to the big game.
I have Chiefs. I had the Chiefs over the Steelers.
You have the Chiefs over the Steelers.
I mean, sorry.
Over the Cowboys.
Over the Cowboys.
Yeah.
So, Toss,
you guys both have the Seahawks.
Oh.
Looking better than the Cowboys.
Looking better than the Cowboys.
Cowboys suck.
They're horrible.
Yet, the Cowboys still can win the division.
Jesus Christ.
So keep going on yours, though.
Okay, so I have the Steelers and the Chiefs obviously winning their division. Yeah. I align with Josh in the South. I think that
the Colts
are gonna win that division.
Amazing defense.
And I think that the Dolphins are gonna win the East, but I think both of them make the playoffs. I think the Dolphins.
Are you saying that because your girlfriend's a Dolphins fan?
We are Dolphins fans.
It's a conjoined thing.
Yeah, we're Dolphins. We're big Dolphins fans. They do have the best swag in the NFL, in my opinion. Love their jerseys. Chargers swag is pretty great as well.
But just the OG Dolphins swag that they had today was amazing.
Yeah, it was really cool.
It's just the jerseys getting
Tua
dirty.
Is just so
cool.
He's so good.
So good.
It's so different watching a lefty roll out than it is a righty, and it's totally like flips my head, and I don't know what I'm watching, but it's really cool.
So weird.
I think the Bills and Dolphins both make it. I think that the Steelers and the Ravens both make it, and I think the Colts and the Titans, and I think the Raiders do not make it.
Okay.
And I think the Browns fall off as well, like you guys talked about.
Yeah, Browns are pretenders.
Yeah, for sure. NFC real quick.
Yeah. I think the Giants win that division.
I hope so. I'm really rooting for them.
I think they've got the best
5-11.
The football team is not bad. Their defense is so
good. The football team could win it. The football team is good.
I really wanted the football team to win today against the Lions. I always like rooting for the Lions, but I wanted the football team to win because I kind of want them to win that division now because I want that for Alex Smith. That defense is really good. They're really performing
well.
Front
line's amazing. Defense line's awesome.
Terry McLaurin is a beast.
And Gibson's great too. I like the football team. I am a huge – it was tough for me as well because I love Stafford.
Right.
And I love Smith. So it was tough for me. And I love a good Alex.
I think they have a lot less holes than I thought they did.
Right.
But yeah, Eagles continue. Stink. So you think
I got
the Giants take
it? I got the Giants.
Okay.
Giants. I've got Green Bay winning that division.
Whoa, no other NFC East teams, Nick? What the heck?
Just kidding. Uh-huh. I don't see anyone else getting in from the North.
No.
The South, I'm going to go with Tampa. I think that they're going to win that division. Especially if the Drew Brees injury is serious, because Jameis looked like hot doo doo. But I still think the Saints make it.
Mm-hmm.
And then from the West, I think the Cardinals win that division.
Wow!
They're playing good football, and I still think the Rams and the Seahawks both make it.
I think all three of those teams make it. I think the Seahawks get it together and win that division.
Does that math add up? Three,
yeah, you got it.
You did great, man.
You
did great, brother. I think the Seahawks win that division. I think that the Saints, if Breeze is in, they win it. If he's out, I think the Bucks take it. I'm going to have that. But I think both teams make it. I think all three of the teams Nick said in the West make it. I'm going to go with the Giants as well. I'm just going to ride what Nick's riding. Fuck it. I'm in. I'm in with
Let's
you.
Let's go,
there.
Baby.
I'm in with you there.
You had the Cardinals winning.
No, but flip the Seahawks.
The Seahawks winning.
Yeah, I'm still riding my boys. I'm still riding my boys.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you guys. I think that I don't know who else they have in their schedule. I got to look at the Eagles' schedule.
Yeah, you look. I'll vamp. That'll close out the football section. While Toss is going to throw out the random thing, I want to shout out to the Dennis Schroeder trade. As we close the show out, we're gonna do something.
Palinka's just out here rooking people. Like, what's going on?
That trade sucked. I don't understand that.
The Clippers should have gone after him.
How's that the best? How's that the best deal that the Thunder can get?
What is Danny Green worth?
Well, the deal is Danny Green, the contract, right?
In 28th. Yeah, and it's a contract swap. They match perfectly.
Yeah, but Dennis Schroeder is a sixth man of the year.
And well, he should have won, but he didn't.
Sixth man of the year is in LA.
Yeah.
Clippers.
That's true.
He won't be for long.
That's true. Okay, sixth man of the year candidate. I think he should have won. He clearly stepped up and was one of the best three players on that team in the playoffs.
the whole year. I mean, I don't know what the hell they're doing. I don't know why that was the move. I don't know why Presti is like, and it's like my thing with the Celtics. It's like, as
that's all you could get for him?
A. And at what point, like, you have so many picks? There's only so many guys you have. It's not the NFL. It's only so many guys you have on the roster.
Yeah, there's, okay. Just, sorry, sidebar.
No, go back to
sidebar, there's no way the Eagles win the division. Their schedule is very hard the rest of the
good.
The rest of the year.
Who we got?
Who do they play?
Yeah.
Or just, they a bunch of teams are going to beat them.
Cool.
So I think that the Giants win that division. I agree with you guys. Packers, obviously. I think the Bucks are going to take the South, although it is pretty incredible what the Saints have been doing. I mean, they're on a 6-game winning streak. It's pretty crazy. I think they're neck and neck there the entire time. And then I like the Rams to win the division, but I want the Cardinals to win the division because I enjoy watching Kyler Murray play and I want to see him succeed. And I think it's also the narrative of DeAndre Hopkins leaving Houston
epic
as someone from Dallas.
Yeah.
It gets better and better. It ripens with age, like a good wine.
He's an idiot.
I mean, just how dumb was that?
He should go. I'm going to make a reel tomorrow. Cause those are fun. You guys should dabble. It's a good way to vent. I think Bill O'Brien should go to jail.
That's crazy.
Bill O'Brien.
Here's a
most hated man of Houston.
He should go to jail. Should he not?
It's so stupid.
Bill O'Brien stupid. Should go to prison.
I mean, we're talking about
that. He ruined it.
Trades right now with the Dennis Schroeder thing. Is this one of the worst trades in
horrible.
NFL history?
One of easily dumb.
It's gotta be.
Dumb. I mean, he's like an idiot.
And Hop, as Nick likes to always say, I can't disagree with you. Hop is, I think he's the best receiver in the NFL.
Right now? Yeah.
Devontae is right there
great.
With him.
Julio still got it for me. Not the best,
but
he's still up there.
You also got to consider just not that trade, but the fact that they are going to be picking in the top 10 and won't even be able to use their own pick because it goes to the Dolphins for the Remy Tunsil trade.
You forgot that today, Nick, and you were like, oh, at least, and I remind you, like, holy shit. That's horrible.
They don't have their fucking top 10 pick.
Should go to jail.
Yeah.
Should go to jail.
I watched Laramie Tunsil get flagged twice today, so that was fun.
Should go to jail. Should go to jail. But the we'll do
Save
something.
Deshaun. Get him out of there.
Yeah. I think we should do some.
We'll get some capital back.
Yeah. Since we're kind of getting late here, I think we should do some time because the draft's Wednesday. The NBA draft's Wednesday. I feel like it's not getting a lot of. I mean, it's getting some juice, but I feel like I'll give like an overarching opinion before.
I mean, the Lakers won it like last month.
Yeah, it's crazy. Well, that's generally how the timeline goes, but it's November, and we usually be starting this. We're starting the season next month. I really don't think this draft is as bad as people are saying it is. I really don't think so. I think
you're
people
a big Obi Toppin fan, right?
I like Obi. I think he's going to be a useful player. I'm very into LaMelo Ball. I think Wiseman on the right team. If the Warriors take Wiseman, he's going to be good.
Yeah,
I think LaMelo could be really good on the Timberwolves. I don't understand why.
I don't know.
You don't think he fits next to Russell?
No, it doesn't. It's not. I don't have much faith in the player development staff in Minnesota.
Fair.
It's not a LaMelo issue, but system fit and organization fit is really important for the growth of a young player, especially someone like LaMelo, who I think is very, like, he can go in either way. Right, he can be one of those guys where he can make multiple All-Star games, or he can be a six man off the bench that's like pretty good at scoring but can't play any amount of defense and never finds a 3-point shot. Like,
I think this is
I like LaMelo a lot. Yeah. I think he has the kind of skill set and the frame to be one of those guys that everyone, you know, is seeking right now. That point guard who's has the length to push the pace and can hit threes in his, you know, clutch time at the end of games. I just think that the real winners of the last 2 weeks in basketball have been high school basketball. High school basketball is winning the last 2 weeks for me. Because I go and watch Chet Holmgren and Amani Bates, and I'm like, both of those guys would be the number one pick for sure in this draft.
Chet Holmgren and Amani Bates would be number one pick. Honestly, that Hardy kid would have been, he's amazing too. He was amazing as well.
Like, how am I talking about high school basketball right now when the NBA draft is this week? That's ridiculous. It's just that I don't disagree with you. It seems like there could be a decent amount of depth with a lot of NBA players. There's just not a lot of NBA superstars. And but that's that what puts
need.
People off.
But that, I know that puts people off, but that's what you need. It's not like
that's
the,
not what you need if you're one of the worst five teams in the NBA.
Sure. And everyone
don't need another player who can service a roster.
But everyone's so focused on the top five, and it's ridiculous because Harrow, Adebayo, Donovan Mitchell. I mean, we can go on and on. There's so many guys that are like Gobert on the, those two teams. There's guys that are the top players on their teams that weren't top five picks on most teams. That's the case. Kawhi. Yeah. Giannis. I mean, you can hit a home run. Like, look, the Luka draft was a really good draft. Like, obviously, the Suns and the Kings effing blew it to another degree, and the Hawks did for that matter as well. But at least the Hawks got Trae Young, who is a guy who's an all-star type player. Yeah. At least the Memphis Grizzlies got Jaren Jackson Jr., and Ayton is going to be great. I mean, that was a ridiculous draft. That draft was crazy. And I don't think it's that draft, obviously. I don't know what to make of Anthony Edwards yet. I need to see him. And outside of the Georgia thing was stupid. That did nothing for me. I need to see him on a legitimate team and see him against legitimate competition with good players around him to see him if he is he a playmaker? Can he really create and make others around him better? Because that's like to me the definition of a superstar. Not only are you yourself great, like Andrew Wiggins can score the rock, but he doesn't do anything. He's not defensive. And to go on the Timberwolves, I think this is going to be a different Timberwolves team. I think, maybe. I hate to say this, and I hate to, you know, kind of make light. I don't think this makes light of the situation, but I think Karl Anthony Towns is a changed man. I think he's playing with a different purpose. I think a terrible tragedy happened to him, and I think from that we usually see guys rise out of the ashes. And I think he's going to take that step because he's already individually a great player, but as a team leader, and he's going to develop his game. And having Russell there, his best friend, is going to be huge. Bring LaMelo Ball in. LeVar's not going to be there in Minnesota. It's going to be the circus show is over. He blew it with Lonzo. He went too far. He's not going to do it again. This kid's better. Could be better.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. There's just not a tremendous amount of talent. Like Obi Toppin's a guy who, if I'm drafting at the 10 spot in normal drafts, I'm like, this is a guy who's ready to play now, but he's going to go in the top five. Probably. You're not going to see Obi Toppin fall to 10.
No, but I would rather,
and that's like where the value of it. I mean, you have to take each draft as its own,
yeah,
and evaluate it based off of, you know, all the players that are available. But it's tough to look at next year's upcoming class and look at the previous, you know, kind of 2 years of drafting.
Yeah, great,
and we're not going to see that level of superstar out of this draft, and it's a bummer. It just makes it a little less exciting.
Totally, but it had like the 2000 to 2002 draft were like not. Remember like the Bill Simmons the 2000 redraft, and then we were in the car on the way to Trader Joe's. We're like, this is the worst draft I've ever heard in my entire. I mean,
yeah, happens. I don't think it's going to be that bad.
No, I think you hit the nail on the head when you said they'll have players. But going back to the Pressy thing before we let everyone roll, at what point, like, and this, I'm sitting here with the Celtics. The Celtics have like three first round picks. It's like, are we going to sit here and just keep stacking the roster and getting depth and keeping guys in the G League and hoping you hit a home run? Or are we going to make a move? Or are we going to take those three picks, try to move up? If we can't do that, are we going to try to package them for someone else? Are we going to make a move?
Yeah, I mean, exactly. I couldn't agree more with you. I mean, look what the Lakers just gave up to get almost the sixth man of the year.
Punt the 20. Nico Mannion, see ya. 28th pick. Punt that shit.
Yeah. I don't know what the Thunder are doing, really.
At what point is it too many? You know, at what point is too much?
Well,
stake?
Unless they just think that this past year was a fluke.
Yeah.
Billy's gone. Right.
Yeah.
You're going to lose Chris Paul. Presumably he's going to get traded.
Sun shouldn't do it, but yeah.
And then what happens after that? You need as much capital and to turn those into players as possible.
You do, but
Danilo's getting, he's really good, but he's getting overpaid.
They have so, he's gone. He's a free agent. He's going to be gone.
That's right.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, they're going to have to retool.
Steven Adams is just a piece on a championship team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're going to have to retool, but nonetheless, I think it's a lot. At some point, if Fogo to Chow, you got to turn your card to red.
Any thoughts on what's going to happen with the boys down in Houston?
I caught some flack with the Daryl Morey thing. I did. And I stand by it. He dicked that roster. And yeah, you could say the owners put pressure on him, but he still made the move to get Westbrook. He still gave up everything he had to give up to get Westbrook. Then, which is the whole future. And then he traded Clint Capella and ran PJ Tucker at the five. That roster doesn't have anything. You can't just, like, Capella, he may not be great, but he's still good. You know, and to me, he's a good guy. He was a good general manager, but then he got too fancy with the spices, and he brought in Harden and Russ, and we had high hopes, but it didn't work out. They can't play together. They're too ball dominant, and Chris Paul could hit a three. Russ cannot.
Yeah.
So it's like they need to break up, but what are you going to get? Like, what can you give up from James Harden? Like, what can you trade for him? You have to give up so many things. Like, can the Nets conceivably do it and still win?
Maybe. If they give up Caris LeVert,
Dinwiddie, Jared Allen.
Like, all three of them? Yeah.
And picks.
Is it worth it, though? I mean, it's James Harden, Kyrie, and Kevin Durant on a team. Who else do you need?
And Kyrie, who's been injured on and off the last couple of years. Factual.
Yeah.
Kevin Durant, who's coming back from... He's KD, coming back from a major injury.
But you're going to tell me you're going to take Kyrie, Kevin Durant, Spencer Dinwiddie, and Caris LeVert, and Jared Allen over Kyrie, Kevin Durant, James Harden? No way. You can't say that.
No, I'm not going to say that, but it's going to be...
And if you're the Rockets, and you're looking at your roster that's been decimated, as you say, by Daryl Morey...
Yeah.
I'd do that. Give me as many guys as possible.
And then if you're going to get rid of one, you got to get rid of both and just redo it. It's not going to... Because if you go and get rid of Russ and just have the...
At that point, if that's what you've gotten for James Harden, yeah. If that's what you've gotten for James Harden, you can give Russ away for anything, really.
Well, they have to now. He's so expensive and he can't shoot a three.
Yeah.
So he has to go away from nothing. They might trade him to the Hornets. If I was Russell Westbrook, I'd be fucking pissed. That's all I'm going to say there. On that note, we'll get more into it as the drama unfolds. It should be a fun draft on Wednesday. Fans out there, drag both feet and bounce, swinging a full count, rip that puck at that putt, PKs because they free, and free throws. Why, guys?
Because they're free.
Because they're free. We out you. We love you. Sink that putt, baby. Yeah.
We sitting here, I'm supposed to be the franchise player, and we're in here talking about practice.
5 seconds left in the game. You believe it, Malibu? Yes!
Play clock at 5. Pass is intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Rebound Box. Back out to Allen. History final. Bang! Tie game!
Gives it to Jenkins for the championship.
He's going for the corner. He's got it.
Bases loaded. Two out.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.